This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 355,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, more than 100,000 in the United States. The number of confirmed infections is about 5.7 million globally and about 1.7 million in the U.S. Businesses across the country surveyed by the Federal Reserve do not appear to share the Trump administration's optimism about a rapid economic recovery starting this summer. The Federal Reserve released a report Wednesday that draws on business contacts from the central bank's 12 regions and details the economic damage in April and May as measures to combat the spread of the coronavirus took hold. The report, now known as the Beige Book, noted that the Fed's business contacts were less sanguine about the economy's outlook. President Trump has forecast some great numbers in the final 3 months of the year and a strong recovery in 2021. Britain told the European Union Wednesday that it needed to break a fundamental impasse to clinch a Brexit trade deal by the end of the year. The United Kingdom left the EU on January 31st, but the main terms of its membership remain in place during a transition period until the end of this year, allowing it time to negotiate a new free trade deal with the bloc. A failure to reach a deal would convulse global trade just as the world aims to exit the coronavirus lockdown. And so far, the talks have not gone well, and that was the only thing on which both sides agreed at the end of the last round. The UK chief Brexit negotiator David Frost said the current EU mandate was in key areas not a mandate that is likely to produce an agreement. This is VOA News. Prime Minister Boris Johnson urged Britain Wednesday to move on from what he described as a very, very frustrating episode when his closest advisor provoked outrage and scorn for traveling during the coronavirus lockdown. Dominic Cummings has refused to quit or apologize after it was revealed he had driven 400 kilometers from London to northern England in March with his four-year-old son and wife, who was sick at the time, to be close to relatives. Johnson has repeatedly backed his advisor. Opinion polls show faith in Johnson has tumbled since the Cummings story broke in the Mirror and the Guardian newspapers, with some people lampooning both the prime minister and his aide on social media. Opposition parties and some conservative lawmakers have also demanded that Cummings, the man behind the successful 2016 Brexit campaign and Johnson's landslide 2019 election victory, should resign. The United States and China clashed over Hong Kong at the United Nations Wednesday after Beijing opposed a request by Washington for the Security Council to meet over China's plan to impose new national security legislation in the territory. The U.S. mission to the United States said in a global statement that the issue was a matter of urgent global concern that implicates international peace and security and therefore warranted the immediate attention of the 15-member council. A Minneapolis police officer videotaped holding a black man to the ground with his knee during an arrest became the target of social media and that attempted to tie him to political agendas and racist ideologies. Twitter and Facebook posts with hundreds of thousands of views claimed that Officer Derek Chauvin was pictured wearing a Make Whites Great Again hat and standing out on stage at a Donald Trump rally, neither of which turned out to be true. The spread of false information was so rampant that the president of the Minneapolis Police Union set the record straight, telling the Associated Press that none of the officers involved in Monday's incident were at the Trump rally in Minneapolis last October. Arizona's attorney general has filed a lawsuit accusing Google of misleading customers into thinking that their location is not being tracked. The suit filed Wednesday alleges that the company violated the Arizona Consumer Fraud Act. It stems from a state investigation that began after the Associated Press revealed in 2018 that Google tracks users' locations even when they explicitly tell it not to. The lawsuit also claims Google changes its privacy permissions without notifying users and that its Wi-Fi settings are misleading because they must be turned off in two separate places to disable location tracking. Google did not respond. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.